Hey folks, and welcome to the Grad School Sucks podcast, the show for academics and PhDs who want to take their careers to industry. I'm your host, Matt Carlson. Today I want to talk a little bit about data analytics. I've been in a data analytics role in industry for a little bit over 18 months, and here are five things that I've learned along the way. Number one, one of the most important tools that I end up using in my day-to-day is actually Microsoft Excel. And I know that Microsoft Excel probably sounds like a boring thing to lead with, and frankly, I never expected to be working as much in Excel as I do today. But nevertheless, Microsoft Excel is often how information is shared in industry, whether that's via a report or a data file. And if you want to have a career in data analytics in the industry space, you're likely going to need to use Excel. Number two, the second thing that I've learned is that technical skills are really only half the battle. And this is true for both when you're on the job market looking for the job, as well as when you actually get the job and you're in the day-to-day working of it. The other half of the coin, besides simply having the technical skills needed, and so that would be skills like writing code, running these queries, and understanding the data comes back, the other half of the battle is going to be the communication and the emotional intelligence space. Are you actually a friendly person to interact with? Can you explain complex concepts in a simple way that even a non-technical audience can understand? Are you able to work with others as a team towards a common goal and not just be the lone wolf that we often see people being in academic positions? I can't say enough how these soft skills have helped me in my role as a data analyst, because when it comes to it, both managers and other data analysts are humans. And if all you're good at is running code, you're probably not going to be a very friendly person to interact with, and you might be a difficult person to communicate with. And frankly, that is definitely a turnoff for recruiters and hiring managers who are looking for people to join their team. Number three thing that I've learned, if you can learn one of the academic data analytics tools, whether that's SPSS or SAS or Stata or MATLAB, you can learn the tools in industry. The three most common used data analytics tools in industry are R, SQL, and Python, with SQL or SQL being the number one. Yes, it sucks to have to learn something new when you spent maybe years learning how to run another kind of program, but that's simply a part of leaving one sector and moving on to the next. There are just aspects of things that are done differently, and the programs used to manipulate data are going to likely be different for you when you transition from academia to industry. I highly recommend doing an online course. You can find them on LinkedIn Learning or Coursera, or even free tutorials on YouTube. Again, SQL, R, and Python are the top three, with SQL being the most common, but definitely look at job postings in the sector you want to go into to see what tools they use. Number three, if you want to become a data analyst, you need a resume that looks like a data analyst resume. Not a one-page version of an academic CV, not a resume that shows that you're an academic fleeing the ivory tower. You need a data analyst resume. And the easiest way to do that is to simply find other data analyst resumes and mimic them as best you can. You can literally Google example data analyst resume and find tons of different templates and examples that you can pull inspiration from. Now, when you create a data analyst resume, you're probably going to trim a lot of information out that would have been on your academic CV. And that is okay, because it's just as important to show all of these specific tools and things that you bring to a data analyst position as it is important to leave out the things that are irrelevant. For example, in my data analyst resume, I leave out the fact that I taught various classes on human development. I leave out all the specific journals that I published in, and I don't talk about all the little awards that I won along the way as a grad student, as an academic, because they're simply distractions to what is important. And what is important is having a one-page resume that is concise and shows a recruiter and a hiring manager that I'm the right person for their data analyst position. And you have to be able to do that in the 10 seconds that recruiters and hiring managers give you. And actually, the average is a little bit less than that, more like 6 to 8 seconds. All right, the final thing that I've learned, number five, that is that saying that you know how to analyze data, saying that you've worked with various programs is not as compelling as you might think. And that is simply because anybody can say anything. Whether it's in an interview or on a resume, saying something is really not effective as opposed to showing. And you can show that you have experience in using data analytics tools in a couple ways. The first one is you can talk about example projects you've worked with and talk a little bit through the code and how you've actually solved the problem using data. Number two, and this is not going to be something that you necessarily initiate, but you may be asked to do various comprehension checks. These are like little quizzes that may go over what are some of the common ways of handling data in different programs, what are some of the commands that you need to use in certain situations. And while, of course, it can be terrifying to do these kinds of tests, there are a lot of free resources online that you can use to prepare for them. And the more you do, the better you get. And the third thing that you can do to not just tell, but show people you have experience analyzing data is to create a portfolio project. And a portfolio project is simply an example project, often one that you've not done for work, a project you've done on your own time that uses publicly available data from the sector you want to get employed in, whether that's marketing or healthcare, etc., and uses the tools that those jobs typically employ in the day-to-day. And you can post the data, the code that you use to run your queries, the results, and as well as some graphs on a site like GitHub, or even create your own Squarespace page like I did. That way, you don't have to simply tell and hope that you're convincing to recruiters and hiring managers about the work that you do. You can actually show them the work, and that is far more impressive. All right, those are five things that I've learned in my first 18 months as a data analyst. I want to thank you for listening. I wish you the best as you're starting to wrap up classes for the spring semester. If you want to hear more about what it takes to become a data analyst, definitely check me out on LinkedIn and Instagram, as well as subscribe to this feed wherever you're getting it. And I will see you all next week.